Bordertown resident Nakenya Guy says his 19-year-old nephew was arrested by the Joint Operation Forces about 2 weeks ago. Guy says the police have not told the family the charges against him or where he is being detained. Guy urges the authorities to either release his nephew or charge him in court.
My nephew was arrested within this month. You know, one has been suspected and has been taken there. They have to investigate the person. And after that, they found the person is guilty, then maybe the person may remain there. And when one is not guilty, he has to be released.
Jacob Miale, teacher at St. Andrew High School in Bor, says his cousin was arrested during the crackdown along with one of his students a week ago. Miale says while he supports the idea of cracking down on the gangs, the suspects should be screened and brought to court.
They were victims. And up to now, they are still with the authorities of the state, those who are cracking down the criminals. So, yeah, I think whenever someone is arrested, you are arrested as a suspect. So, and you have to undergo some investigation. And I think those who were arrested, they have not been found guilty. They are all suspects. They are all accused of maybe disturbing the normalcy of the community. But what I know very well, not all those who have been crackdown are all guilty. I know there are some innocents and they have first of all to undergo some investigation.
Major Majak Daniel Tuor, the Jonglei State Police spokesman, says about 30 suspected gang members have been arrested and are being detained. Tuor declined to disclose when the suspects will be arraigned in court, saying that will happen when police arrest the leaders who are still on the run.
This law was enacted by the state authorities to arrest and apprehend those criminal gangs who are terrorizing the communities within the state. And upon their all apprehension, then they will be forwarded to any court of competent jurisdiction. Majority of them, they are still hiding within the communities. The most wanted guys are already at the heart of the operational force. Then they will be forwarded to any court of competent jurisdiction for their hearing.
Chola Tengalier, a human rights lawyer in Bor, says it is the responsibility of the police to maintain law and order, but arbitrary detention without trial is against the law.
The police should do, serious screening because some of them, become victims based on their motive dressing, but they are not really bad people, Some people, when you approach them, you really get to find out that they're really good citizens, just that they're redundant, they should do serious screening before some of them are arranged before the court.
Bor authorities began a crackdown on gangs earlier this month to fight a rise in crime. A security committee meeting tasked Brigadier General Ajang Iwinamach, head of the Joint Operation Force, to head the operation. None of the suspects arrested has yet faced trial. South Sudan's transitional constitution stipulates that a person arrested by the police may be detained no more than 24 hours, and if they are not released on bond, they must appear in court. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaiding in Bor, Jonglei State.